This podcast contains content that may be disturbing to some listeners. Check the episode description for more details and resources. And as always, take care of yourself.
Dear Talia, you had friends by the time we got to middle school, but I didn't. Not really. I sat at lunch with kids who didn't speak to me unless I spoke to them, and sometimes not even then. I traveled with them from our fifth grade elementary school class, and we just kind of stuck together, even though we had nothing in common. Over the course of middle school and high school, we would all break off from our childhood friendships and find ones that made more sense. I was the first to sit elsewhere in the cafeteria. But you noticed me anyway and thought that, for some reason still unknown to me, I was worth your time. You had asked me to sit with you at lunch. We had started sitting together in English, and I remember you as one of the only other students who didn't cry at the end of Walk Two Moons by Sharon Creech, even though the teacher cried. We're past 30 now, and I still remember being 11 and sitting at one of the round tables in the corner of the middle school cafeteria. We talked books mostly. All of us. You, me, and a handful of your friends from elementary school. We had read The Boxcar Children and had fallen in love with the Alden children, especially the fearless Jessie, though we both agreed that I was more like shy and sensitive Violet. I could have counted on one hand the times I felt truly included until that moment. You gave me that. We were the biggest literary nerds of our friends, which eventually expanded beyond the handful of us and became something like a real group. We all had things in common, but I enjoyed spending time with you and you alone, playing word games in your parents' living room and writing horror stories with twist endings in the margins of our notebooks in English and later in other classes. I think I recognized when my liking you as a friend turned into a crush, but I didn't know what it meant. In truth, I had never crushed on anyone in real life before. Not a character in a book or TV show, I mean. And hadn't fully accepted yet that I didn't think about men the way I thought about women. I pretended to myself that I had a crush on the boys in our classes, even though I never talked about them with anyone else. At sleepovers, where most of our friends talked about cute guys in gym, I just nodded along and pretended like I knew what they were talking about. When they asked me who I liked, I said, no one. You were usually there, alert and ready to talk about whoever it was that had caught your eye, even though you told me privately that you didn't really care. The first time I went into a psych hospital, it was the end of eighth grade. I had attempted suicide for the first time. I waited until Kate and Aaron were out of the house and slipped my wrist in the bathtub. I have vague memories of Aaron screaming, of the ride to the hospital. It turns out I had slit them the wrong way and not deep enough to bleed out on time. I didn't tell you where I really was. I told you that my grandfather was sick, I think. But you knew. You never asked about it. I came close to telling you a few times, but you always changed the topic. Something about some boy or a party you wanted to go to. By high school, I'd come out to a few of our friends, including you, but I never said anything about how you made me feel. You laughed at my not often funny jokes and read my stories when we took creative writing together in high school. You made the lining of my stomach flutter with proverbial butterflies. I didn't always know how to act around you, but you made it a little bit easier just by being. Outside of us, you made it easier to be me too. We shared a locker room row in gym for 4 years in high school, after they made us change into t-shirts and shorts to play soccer or volleyball. I hated myself then, something I'm sure you knew early on. Thin slashes decorated my outer thighs over stretch marks where I had manifested my hatred of myself into something physical. But you being there and me making you laugh at my not funny jokes, I forgot how much I hated my body, a physical manifestation of my being. For a moment, I was just another person in the locker room, outside of my own head. Do you remember the night we kissed? I had just turned 21 and you, having done so the month prior, took me out. We went to a bar over Thanksgiving break and did tequila shots, resulting in the worst hangover I'd had and have ever had. Before we stumbled home, you took my head in your hands and kissed me, fierce and possessive. When I asked you what that was for, momentarily sobered by your actions, you shrugged and said,
"I just wanted to see what it was like."
I don't know if anything would have happened between us if I had been braver, but I don't think I want to. The last year of college, you came home with a boyfriend and more confidence. I pretended to be happy for you and gave you a hug hello. Honestly, though, I'm glad this all happened when it did, because if it hadn't, I might have been waiting on you, and I might never have spoken to Zora. Zora doesn't know how upset I was when you RSVP'd no to our wedding. No explanation, no excuse. Aaron is the only one I said something to, and he asked me how I felt about it. I told him I was okay, and he said, "I'd be really angry." I wasn't angry. Just hurt. Maybe that's not fair to you, but I would have liked to know why. Or at least have heard from you that you still cared. I don't know what our relationship will look like moving forward, if it's sustainable. You never came to see me in the psych hospital. That one hurt more than I'll admit to Zora. I know it was far from Long Island, but it wasn't so much, really. Not if you had wanted to come. I can honestly say I'm happier with Zora than I would have ever been with you. Mine and Zora's is a quiet love, one that works without screaming fights and questioning everything about us all the time. I didn't fully understand how my heart could expand for Marina until she came to exist. My life is one I never thought I'd lead, and even though I tried to end it, I'm realizing I couldn't be happier any other way. Still, I can't help but wondering sometimes what would have happened if something had happened between us. Probably nothing good. Love, even when inconvenient. Sadie.